Okay, we're holding a Tav Kuf Mem, and we did the Mechaber and Sif Al. We didn't do the Mishabura. You weren't here, and people who were here are not here yet. So we know, let's do that. Let's do the Mechaber again. So binyan afilu kol shehu, so any type of binyan.
There was a shiur on Tuesday?
There was a shiur last. There was whatever.
I thought it was called off. I got an email that it was called off.
I didn't get the email.
And obviously, the people who showed up at the shiur also didn't
get the email.
Right. So who showed up?
Two guys, Adam and Tzvi Malin. Binyan afilu kol shehu, I mean, I was the only person there. Three of us were there, and that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. I didn't even put the two together until like later on. That, you know, I said, maybe they canceled. And I saw the email.
Yeah, there was. I
wasn't informed. Okay, being a filokoshu usher. So even a minimal amount of binyan is going to be usher, even the tzarcha moyed, because normally binyan is considered it's tzarcha moyed. We have way back when Dabra Ovid allows even a Maisa Uman. Tzarcha Moyed only allows a Maisa Hedyet. There's a separate issue called Maisa Uman. So normally Binyan is considered Maisa Uman. Vimnifritz Gedr Gina. So if there was a break in the wall around his Gina, which is, so he has things growing there, which now they can be stolen or damaged by animals, etc. So there's not, it's him and another person. So the issue isn't, Gina is usually not a problem with Ganovim. So there's not a major concern of loss, or a Chotzer to you and the next Chotzer. So the issue is privacy, but it's not really a Geneva issue. So then, Boineu Maisa Hedit, you're allowed to build it in an unprofessional manner. You just put the stones on top, but you don't cement it in. You close it up with sticks, or garim is like reeds. Temporary fix. The person puts a mak on top, so you build it in the tzarech amoyed to put it there, but you build it in a maisa hedjit. If it was the wall between him and the Shazarabim, which if you put a unprofessional wall, it's potentially going to be, the Ganovim will take advantage of that and break in. So now there's a sort of a loss. So now it's a Davra Oved. Davra Oved is even Mutter Maisa Uman. So Boneo Kedarka, you can build it in a normal fashion, in a professional way. How you know Lipo? If the concern was that the wall might collapse, it was leaning, afraid it might lean out, was leaning out, and it might hurt somebody. So Sosir Bim Nasakona, you're allowed to demolish it, and then rebuild it, you know, and when you rebuild it, Buneu Kedarka, you rebuild it in a professional manner. So Mishnah Berurah says, why are you allowed to do that? Because it's one of these concepts we have. We're matir soifa mishum tchilosai. If you're not going to allow him to rebuild it in a professional way, he's going to be not inclined to want to remove it and break it down, which we want him to do because of the concern of danger.
Right.
Because if he's going to be say, I don't want to do it because I end up with this.
Here's a double job.
Schlock of a curse, which I have to fix again afterwards. So if we're going to allow that, hagov afilo enu noiter rak lechotzer lemavi. Even it's not leaning out towards the Shazarabim, which that's obviously dangerous, but even it's just going inclined towards a Chatzar Amavi, which is less people, still more to the Sosar Bin Neh, Sekona, Balach, or Livnai. So you're allowed to break it down and rebuild it. V'chein B'shar, Dvor, Medika, Mechash, the Sekona, Bona, B'sos, or Kedark. If any other type of concern you would have, you can do Binyan and Stira as Binyan as necessary in a normal fashion. Aleph, binyan afilu kol shehu usher, hanafilu tzarcha moed, even though tzarcha moed, tahutzer mishum zeh ela melechas hedyet. Tzarcha moed allows you for melechas hedyet, not maisa uman. So, geder ginosoi, Shebeinu lechaveira. So the lack of the mechash the ganavim. These are not scenarios where you're concerned about ganavim. So it's not a problem of davar oved. Amishum shara noshim she comes. Some of those people will get in there. Well, lack of the mechash, lack of kolkach pseida. That's not the concern. Is maybe they'll step on something, but there isn't enough of a damage that we consider davar oved. So in other words, davar oved has some shear to it. You know, like we discussed that before. I'm not sure you were here or not. I think we were here that night. We discussed about, you know, davar oved is really measured against the person. Right, we spoke about that. That for some for one individual, that'll be considered a davar oved. Somebody else who's more wealthy wouldn't necessarily be considered
right.
a davar oved. But,
right.
but you know, there has to be. So you know, we're afraid that somebody will walk in his gino. You know, the person won't do it intentionally. The person will walk in, will be mops and maybe a few vegetables at the end of the day. So you lost three plants. You know, out of a whole gino, that's not called davar oved. Figal hutra ki in ma'aseh hedyot. So you have the ma'aseh hedyot, which means you build it, but the stones one or the other, but you can't cement it in. You don't talk betit, you don't put the tit on. Taticha betit hu ma'aseh umen, because the actual process of putting that on was a way that was done in a, it has to be done in a certain manner, so that's a ma'aseh umen. But da'afka zesh oysa oysa im aleches hageder. Putting tit on the wall was there was a professional element to it. Mashenkin hatiach hagag betit. The person has a roof, and they have a flat roof. And what they used to do is they used to build up tit in the middle to give it a slant, give it a little bit of a slope, so the water wouldn't pool, and you'd have the roof caving in. So the matir, the gag, to do that, it wasn't which ingress of mice. So you put some on top, slap it on top, and smooth it out. Mm-hmm. So that's mice ahead who was Charlotte Tzarchamoyed. So that's called mice ahead. Okay, and I see a sulam, mice ahead who was Charlotte Tzarchamoyed. I'm not sure exactly when he says if you need to make a ladder. I imagine their ladders are a little bit less professional than our fancy ladders that we have. You take two long poles, and you take some cross poles, and you tie it on, and that's it. You know, that's a ma'aseh hedyot. Rabbi Megadim Adir, Hastokim Shebegag Ma'aseh Umen Nikrim. If there are cracks in the roof, to fill them in properly, that's already considered Ma'aseh Umen. Could come up and sip gimel. V'hacha Maticha Rak Shehei Cholak. Over here, wasn't filling into the cracks. It was rather just that they wanted to have a smooth, you know, the roof should, you know, have a little bit of a, it should be smooth. So that wasn't the Ma'aseh Umen. But to fill in the cracks properly, that was more professional. Medina Seno and Motzi Zed, we don't do this around here, Mishabur says. Uvasiyas Asulam Gamkein, Imiyapeo Kederach HaUmen, and if you make a fancy ladder, the way like a carpenter would make a ladder, Vadi Ma'aseh Umen, Hu Vasar Afla Tzarchamayit. So you're talking about you're doing it in an unprofessional way. Okay. Oh, a gedor esoy. So you allow, instead of putting the stones there, you want to put a barrier of sticks. Mash v'lachar da'daf k'tikun pirtza ba'alma hol lider kol agag kol hagina ma'aseh hedyot nami yaser. Now, l'chor. What said there was no fence, there's no wall around it at all, and you have this skin, and you realize you haven't, you know, so you want to just put sticks all around the courts of Ma'aseh Hedyot. But it only seems to say that it's mutter in conjunction with if there's a pirtza, there's a wall there already, and there's a pirtza, we allowed that. But otherwise, it would be usur. You have to assume that probably, I'm not sure why it's usur. Well, you know, I could theorize a few possibilities. It's something usually that should have, something you could have done before.
Right. I mean, why is he trying to build a fence now?
You know, why is he doing that? Like, you know, so. See, even though it's only Ma'aseh Hedyot, it's Aser. So, even though it's a. Now, but you see, when we're talking about it's called Tzarcha Moyed, means once there's appearance, even though it's not considered a Dover Oved, we're considering it a Tzarcha Moyed, that his gina should be enclosed, he shouldn't. He'll have his vegetables to. Safe, etc. Even though it's not davar oved, it's called tzarcha moyed. But to enclose the whole area is not called tzarcha moyed because you could have done it beforehand.
When did the Pirtza happen?
Probably the Pirtza would have happened in an untimely fashion that we wouldn't have time to take care of it before Yom Tov. Otherwise, it's Mechavim Lachat Lamayit. But however, if the case was the wall between the Chotzer and the Shusar Rabim, because it's going to be open now to the Shusar Rabim, where a lot of people are there, that's much more of a concern of laws. Now the Ganovim will take advantage, they'll notice it and get in. So you're allowed to do it in a normal fashion. Okay, but who then? Because lechotzer shebeinu the chaveru shenovel. In the case which we mentioned before, it was the wall in between the two chaserus. It means the outside walls between the chaserus and the shusar rabim is all intact. Just the two chaserus, the wall between them fell down. So we said before that it's not a davra of it. You're allowed to put it up. You need your privacy, etc. Tzarchamoid, but that's going to be and only in ma'aseh hadid. But im yeshom. The next chutzner over, there's three mafia guys who live there, so obviously. You're allowed to build it back, it's never of it if you don't enclose it, so therefore it's going to be mutter to build it in the normal way. I'm going to run the lehitira el davar echad. So this heter of davar oved. It allows you to do one step. That'll leave noise so im hukvar saucer. So you're allowed to, if it was there and it broke down, you're allowed to rebuild it. So you're doing one step of the process. Avala saucer, right? Will leave noise mechadish, but to do two steps to break it down. For example, in a case where it was a weak wall and your fence is going to collapse, you say, you know what, let's just, instead of letting it collapse on its own, let's break it down. Rebuild it. So it wasn't a case where the wall is leaning, the fence will fall on somebody. It's going to collapse under its own weight, basically straight down. Nobody will be hurt. There's no silicon issue. But I know my walls, it looks like it's going to go any minute, so let's just break it down and rebuild it. You don't get two steps. The only case it's mutter two steps is the only case is the case where there's a concern of a sakana. You must break it down, and we know that you're not going to want to do that unless you can rebuild it. We'll allow both, but otherwise not. Because of primogodim the efshar sheim hu ruah kolkach sheyesh chashash borer. It's so weak. That the potential for it happening is very clear. That it's so in the middle of Chol HaMoed, the whole thing's going to collapse, and now you have a davar oved issue you'd rather say, listen, what if to wait till tomorrow when it collapses and say davar oved and rebuild it with the asik of dealing with the whole collapsed wall? Let's just break it down today, the first day of Chol HaMoed, and rebuild it. And save myself the ganze headache. So my argument is, it's davar oved, because if I don't do it today, it'll collapse tomorrow, it'll be davar oved, it's davar oved already. So since it's chashash borer, he says, it's a definite concern, that'll be mutter. And obviously, if the concern is, once that happens, that they'll take advantage of endangering people's lives, obviously, sure, at least to relieve this, you just do it now. But nobody asked. That's fine. I think this problem arose during Chol HaMoed. But if you could have done it before, and you decided to leave it at Chol HaMoed, that's not mutter. Now the Sharetzion points out in Zion that one of the cases he mentioned was sakana. He's going to fashes. You're afraid if you do it under control, so you'll right now. When nobody's around, you'll break it down, rebuild it. Good. If you wait till it collapses, it might collapse when there's people will take advantage of breaking in, and they might endanger people's lives. But you're mechav malach to the moed. So it starts in Zion, he says, "Mi oheka sheyesh chashash iske nefoshes, ein liknois avim kibim malach to the moed." Obviously, we're not going to... Mechav malach to the moed, Chazal said you can't do it. Knas mirabonon, you can't do it. Even right now, it's a tzarech. Yeah, but who asked you to be mechal mat demayit? So we're going to give you a knas, you can't do it. But obviously, if there's a concern of people, danger to people's lives, we're not going to make our knas in that situation. In a case where there's a concern of sakana that the wall might, you know, is leaning and it might fall on somebody, therefore we want the person to break it down and rebuild it properly. So we want to break it down. We don't really care whether he rebuilds it or not. We don't care about that. We're going to remount to that. Why remount to that? Because we know that he will not be motivated, or he'll actually have a negative motivation to break it down if he's not allowed to rebuild it. So therefore we remount to rebuilding also. Bays.
Is it that the Chachamim were matir it because of the sakana, or there's an inyan of having a maka around your roof that which is the raisa, and the Chachamim can't argue with the raisa, and it's a very similar thing. If a fence is going to fall down on somebody's head, it may be similar to a maka situation.
Probably depends how boro the issue is. In other words, the maka by definition, the situation by definition is a situation of sakana.
Right.
Roof is a situation of sakana.
And this is a chashas sakana.
And this is a chashash. Mm-hmm. That's you have the matzah vadai, and you have a chiyuv minatara to address it. Mm-hmm.
This is a chashash sakana. Right. Maybe it may not go under together maka.
No pun intended. Okay, mutter the bays. Mutter litzol gavshushi shiver bayis. You want to remove a pile, which is in the, you know, their floors were dirt floors, and there's this big pile of dirt in the middle. You know, it's like, you know, pile of mud or whatever in the middle. You want to remove that. Why is that? Mishabur Zion. Shall you talk? I'm afraid that people will trip in them and they'll fall and hurt themselves. Mutter litzol filo kedarkei. Therefore, you want to move it in a normal fashion. Avagav the malacha gemurahi.
The dirt floor.
So if you have this dirt floor and you have part of the dirt is too high, so the floor is not functional properly, when you remove it, the Gemara says it's called boina, because you're, in a certain sense, you're building the house. You're being a sack in the house that should function properly. So it's malacha deraisa. And v'eno davar avid, and it's not davar avid. We don't let you do it in the normal fashion just because it's tzarech ha-moyed. The very clear-cut action, very simple process. So Chazal did not see fit to be mechayev you to make a shinoi when you're dealing with a minimal amount of tircha. So it's a tircha mayid, but even the normal tircha mayid, we still say you have to do something different than usual, but that's because the usual has tircha to it. You say, you know, find something else instead. But over here, it's a minimal process. The Shinkres and Chochmas, so just do it straight. And obviously the case wasn't a case where there's a concern of sakana, because then, you know, obviously we'd be motor. We weren't afraid the person was going to trip and fall himself and create sakana. Just a regular concern. Gimel. Stalkin shebegag mutali sasman biyad beregel avaloi bekli umnes. The cracks in the roof, you're allowed to fill them in by pressing it in with your hand or with your foot. Avaloi bekli umnes. You can't use the different utensils that the professionals use, the woman uses, to get it in properly and fit in it properly. That you can't do. You can't do a ma'aseh woman. Stalkin shebegag ches. Shamayim yerdin derech sham, because the concern is that water will seep in. So you're allowed to fill it in by hand or by foot. You bang in what you're, you know, whatever the filler is going to be. Fila hu yoisa yafa yafa, kein shoisim kliyum nizgam kein shori, the cause of nikri maisa hedit. Even though it comes out with the result looks pretty professional. Similar to what the results of how you done with kliyum this, but it's in the maisa hedit and it's mutter. So this is a famous issue. How do you define maisa hedit? Is maisa hedit that the action is you don't need any professional training to do it, even though the result might look professional, or the issue is what we look at the result. So Mr. Rubber is saying that is weighing in on, even if the result looks equivalent to the professional result, since it was done in a professional manner, it's mutter. So this is a shot which they asked. Okay, we're dating myself. It's a shot they asked about, you know, using a typewriter. And in a certain case, we'll say you're allowed to do ksiba and chol hamoed. But the case is the tzarech hamoed, you're allowed to do ksiba, but you can't do ma'aseh omen. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to type. The argument being that typing gives you a very nice, crisp, clear, very nice result. It's a professional type result, but the other, you don't have any major training to be able to type. I mean, to type fast, yes, I'm saying, but typing, you know, the hunt and peck type of approach doesn't take any training. Mm-hmm. But the result is, so the action itself is not a ma'aseh omen. But the result comes out looking professional. Mm. So how do we call it a ma'aseh omen or a ma'aseh hedit? So this Mishnah Berurah is weighing in that he's calling it a ma'aseh hedit. Mm. It actually was a machlokes in Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Moshe, Zichrono Livracha, on this issue. How do you look at it as a ma'aseh omen or a ma'aseh hedit? They both had different rayas from different places. Famous discussion on that, which way to look at it. So nowadays, the poskim, the modern issues, you know, so, you know, a person can go on a computer nowadays with, you know, with no trainings in graphic design and open up the Microsoft Publisher and open up Microsoft Publisher brochure and stick in a few things and have this fancy-looking brochure, like, you know, looks professional, or, you know.
Right.
And, you know, the person had 5 minutes of training to do it. So it'd be the same discussion. So we're having a carnival, Cholamoid carnival, and we want to make a nice flyer to the carnival, now. So a handwritten sign is not a problem, right? Because the fancier you get involved in the shadow of this issue. Mr. Burr holds his maisa hedit. I will let me clear on this. You can't use professional tools. The humalacha gemura, v'yesh b'tarach, v'asar fil l'tarachamoid, yim l'tarachamoid. Since there's it's done in a professional manner and that involves some effort, it's usher. V'da'a l'chol dover shematir matzarech ha'moyed b'maisa edyot hudavka shal yechavad malachta b'moyed. And obviously we're going to point out again that this heter requires that you didn't intentionally leave it for chol ha'moyed. So there's various different items which we're going to allow you to fix them when they break, because there's a devar ovid involved in them. So the example over here is all issues right now deal with the door. So if your door becomes broken and therefore you can't lock it, it's considered devar ovid because your house won't be safe. Potentially there's a danger of, you know, phenomenon coming in, etc. So it gives you a few examples. Sira Dallas is the hinge that it turns on. So the way they used to have their tzir was they would make a depression in the ground, and they'd put a metal cup in there. The door would have a pin that fits inside the metal cup, and it would turn inside that metal cup. So that pin which holds it in place, the thick pin which holds it in place, is called the tzir. So the tzir broke. Ramavtech, or the key. Raman, or the lock. Vatsiner, tzir is that metal cup which holds it in, that holds the tzir. Vakur, or the cross beam that you put across. Bein shem shel eitz, bein shem shel barzel, shenishbru, whatever material is made out of, it broke. Fil merav yomtiv, even it broke before yomtiv. Again, in the case, it wasn't mechaber malachtoy. It broke, and you didn't have time to take care of it beforehand. Yochel l'sakdem b'loshin, you're allowed to fix them in a normal fashion. These are considered hefset gadol, because if you don't fix the door, a genovim can come into the house. Shemineach pesach pesuch, you leave the door open, with loss of shmur, with broken doors, nimsa ma'abin klo mashab b'vayis, you can potentially lose everything in your home. Therefore, we are matter it, even though it's a ma'isa uman, as long as you weren't mechaber malachta b'mayim. Tzira d'alus yud, k'mar hadelus tisa val tzira, which is a quote from a pasuk. Regal adelus, adelus, like the foot, the bottom piece of the delus, sevevus, which turns in the pipe. But tzira hu achar shebe skufash at the tarnish adelus sevev. That's the hole in the. Dropping the word right now, the doorstep in the bottom piece. What's it called? Sure. No, it's in the bottom piece of wood or whatever it is that the door stands on. You put a hole in one point. You make a depression there, and you put this sinur in there to support
threshold.
Threshold. Okay.
Is that what you mean?
There's another word for it. It's something like that. Yeah. Shelo savet boys, some fancy word I can't pull out. Vakarahu hamashkev. Shall Pesach Mashach Zeres by Adelus. I'm sorry, I thought it was a cross beam. It's referring to the top beam, the lintel, where the door would return back to be underneath that spot. It turns away and it comes back to be underneath the top beam. So the top beam is broken, so a person can go in through there. You can push the door in, something like that. Beit Shem Shabarzel. So what's the chiddush of that? What's the difference? What is it made out of? It's the rubber. You got to fix it. If it's metal, and you're fixing it, it's going to be a noisy process. You're going to have to bang it with, you hear that. If it was wood, you fix it, even if you need a saw, it's a saw with a hand saw, so it makes vroom, 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 Not like you have a machine, with a table screaming out. But banging on metal with a hammer is quite loud. Shinishbaru. Wood in Liskoya, Hamashkev and Masmerim, you want to bang in the you want to put nails to fortify the top beam. Shori, that's Rivim Yesh Lochish Laganvi. If you're worried about Ganovim trying to take off the top beam, using that as a way to push the door in, strengthen it by putting in nails. Im Lav. If there's no concern of the Ganovim, Afzeh is also. That would not be permitted. L'chein Mutter, therefore, since it's Davra Oved, it's Mutter, Filo Maisa Uman, Kinal B'Sifal. So for Davra Oved, even a Maisa Uman is permitted. U'bavad Shal Yechavin, Tezvov, Hanu Shal Hitiru, Ela B'Shachach Merav Yomtev L'Sakin, U'lemi M'chavin L'Niach L'Sakin B'Moyed. The person was, the case was over here, the M'chavin was that it broke Erev Yomtev. So he planned to take care of it, and then he got busy, he forgot. That's not mecham latan lemoyed. Person says, I'll leave it for kol lemoyed. That's mecham latan lemoyed. Okay. Hey, mutter leave no yismaisa hedid evus shetechel ba'abeim. You're allowed to build in a unprofessional manner the trough. Make a trough for the animal to eat in. Maisa hedid. So you have to do it in a non-professional manner. So here is the first time the Mishnah Berurah points out that which we said for a davar aved, my suman is permitted. For someone who's not a davar aved, but tzarcha moyed, my sehagin is permitted. But if it's tzarcha moyed for achila, something which is part of the oichel nefesh process, that even a ma'isa uman would be permitted. So if I'm in the middle of chopping up my food to make a salad, and then the knife gets damaged, and I need to be misaken, even though I need to professionally fix the knife, that's the only knife that I have, obviously. There's a tzarech hamoyed for oichel nefesh, so be mutter even a ma'isa uman. So the first time he mentioned that point. So, but feeding your animal doesn't count as it's not called echol nefesh. So it's tzarech hamoed. You have to take care of your animal. It's tzarech hamoed, but it's not echol nefesh. Okay. Vav mutar livnos ma'aseh hedyot itzdaba leishev lishana. You're allowed to build a bench, and ma'aseh hedyot, like a ledge, you build, make it attached to the wall. So it's a bench basically, but it's attached to the wall. So it's called an itzdaba. It's called a ledge to sit on or to sleep on. Yud zayin ma'aseh hedyot itzdaba. Tam kaniskal liel that it's a tzarech hamoed, but it's not echol nefesh. Nesher shemachaber lo reglaim kain safsha shalom ma'aseh hedyot. So the case over here was you were attaching it to the wall. Let's say you wanted to make it freestanding and put feet underneath it. Oh, it's also ma'aseh hedyot. Ve'afshad de lahachlika berhitni ma'asumenu, but to smooth it with a plane, so you have a nice smooth surface to sit on. Which would be nice, but that's to do that well. You need an umah. That's a ma'aseh umah. Wouldn't the yevish of behema hanal that you want to be machlek at britney? The animal shouldn't get hurt. So it's not a question of sakana to a person. So I guess if you're afraid of an animal get hurt in a way that'll be damaged and significant damage to the rovid. Otherwise, it's just tzarech hamoed. So you can't do a ma'aseh umah. You can't smooth it out with a plane. Fine, but tour. The Ladasa Rosh, I feel it's about Shalvanim, Mutalasa, Slashim Alov, you must say, Maisa Hedit, Rabbeinu Peretz Chayla calls it. So not only can you put a lead, a beam there, but you could actually build up with stones attached right next to the wall, like make another layer of stones lower down to be able to sit on, which would be, remember, you're extending your building. So the Rosh says it's mutter. The Ben Peretz argues on that. I'm not sure why the Ben Peretz argues. Okay, so maybe the Zion. Tanam Kiram Sheevshu Sheevshu V'yefel Behem B'moyed Oisin. So Tanam is made with though they're made of their earthenware, which means you take clay, you shape it, and then you would either air dry it, or alternatively you would fire it up. But we're talking about a case where it was air dried. So I'm making this tanner. So what's the heter making? I'm making a clean. I'm making something. See, if it's possible from the time that you made it, you're making it in the first echol hamoed, and it's a warm, dry place. It's possible that it will dry up and be available to use later on in the echol hamoed. So it's a tzarech hamoed. So after sheiv, it'll be possible that it will dry. You're able to bake in it. So you're allowed to make that kli. Vimlav, if however it's not going to be dried before the end of yomtiv, so einosim v'sam, you can't make it. Who would then asis kaderis ilfasin shor b'chei gavna? They would have different types of pots and pots. And pans were also made out of earthenware. And again, they'd be the same type of an issue. Ubenkach, but a malcheris shel taner, alakira hatvela shalem. Whether it was something which is, you're just making it now and it's ready to use now. Or it wasn't made now b'chlal. I think that's other possibility. It was made beforehand. You're just getting it ready to use right now. They used to, after they made it, they would attach it into the ground. It was stationary. And they would put a layer of tit around it to for insulation. So that process is it's called tefela, adding another layer of tit to hold on to its heat. Yurches Oisin. She'll let him make the taner of Philo Isuman. Why? Kim Shusar Chachal Nefesh. That's what we had this idea before, which Mishabur just mentioned, that for Chachal Nefesh purposes, even though it's not the Ra'avid, but it's Sarah Chamoyed, but for Chachal Nefesh, Sarah Chamoyed, Isuman is permitted. So the question what he's grappling with is the knas of Mechal Matam Moyen applied to Echol Nefesh issues. It applies it to other purpose, other types of Chol Moyen needs. Sir Chamoyen, but you Mechal Malata, I'm sorry, you can't get this benefit. What about food? So that's to be a discussion later on. In Oshan Nesom, if they're not going to dry up in time, so you can't make them. There's no tzarcha moed at all. So you can't do any, can't even do it in an unprofessional fashion. If it's cold out, you're allowed to make this. They had like a an oven they would use to warm the house. So you're allowed to make that, even though it would not be roy to. Bacon yet till after Yom Tov, but there's a need right now. The Chol Mitzvah in the Morah says we have a rule when it comes to cold, everybody's considered like they're ill. So Tzarech Chol, there's a valid Tzarech right now that the house shouldn't get too cold. Who did him Nishbar Chaloyin? Binyan Shim Lo Yisakta Yeshiv Bekor Gamken Mutter Lasaktas. If the window broke, so you can fix it. Menkach Menkach Tefilah Shem. You could add a Tefilah. You add another layer of tit to insulate the whole, to keep the heat in. What's the Ben Kach HaMekach? It's a learner. Ben Efshar She'ivish HaTvelo, but only Efshar She'ivish HaZina Tvelo Shalem. Whether it'll dry or not, that's what's going on. You have the tanner ready to go, and you're adding this layer. Whether the layer will dry or not is irrelevant. Once the main oven is dried, the fact that the outer layer that you added for insulation is wet, it hasn't dried totally, who cares? So that's not going to limit your ability to use it. So once the tan is ready to go, you can add the tefillah to help you for baking, even though it won't dry before the end of Yom Tov.